This is Jay Sekulow in Washington, D.C. An update about the college student censorship in New York. And more developments for chaplains and prayer.
Mr. President.
My husband is serving in Iraq for the third time.
Allow our chaplains to pray as God sees fit in their heart.
I've been to a couple of funerals, and I get offended because they will not say Jesus Christ.
Can't have an audience not being offended and have freedom of religion.
And I stand there and I go, God, what do I do? What do I say? Who do I go to?
Please pick up the phone and call and help ACLJ and myself and those of us who care about the First Amendment rights of our chaplains. Let freedom ring in the military for our chaplains. God bless America.
Those are the words, by the way, of Walter Jones, who's going to be a guest on tomorrow's program. I hope everybody had a great weekend. Our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We're going to be talking about the chaplains issue this week with Walter Jones and other people. I want to ask you a question. As we get ready to see the last, basically 7 months of the president's, President Bush's current term, this will be the last term he serves as president, don't you think one of the acts should be protecting the rights of our military chaplains to pray in Jesus' name if they want to, or for a Jewish chaplain to pray in Hebrew saying the Shema and not worry about the fact that the prayer, which may not be familiar to a particular person, is somehow to be off limits? Don't we want to let people pray according to the dictates of their conscience, according to their accrediting agency? If it's a Jewish chaplain, it should be a prayer within the Jewish tradition. If it's a Protestant chaplain within the Protestant tradition, if it's a Catholic chaplain within the Catholic tradition, are we going to say now prayers have to be sanitized? Well, this issue has gone front and center, by the way, because we think now that this is going to be our last, for the next several weeks, our last chance to really motivate a tremendous amount of people to support the rights of our military chaplains to pray. Let me ask you this question. First of all, if you're from the military, I want to hear from you. If your family's in the military, you've been ministered to by a military chaplain, 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. And we'll be taking your calls from around the country. Let me also mention this. We're going to give you an update on the situation with Gina. That is the college student. We did get a response on Friday. Not satisfactory. Not surprised about that. And over the weekend, my wife Pam and I went and saw the movie, which I encourage everybody to do, Expelled. And that whole issue of free will was front and center in that movie. These professors not wanting students to acknowledge that they have free will, which, of course, is counter to the Christian tradition. And that's going to be the front and center aspect of this case that Gina's going to be involved in. And it may actually have to go to court. We're going to see about that. So if you want to talk about chaplains, if you want to talk about college students, our phone lines are open for you. 1-800-684-3110 is our number. By the way, I'm in Washington, D.C., because we are working on our Supreme Court cases involving the monument displays, the Ten Commandment monument displays down there in Utah. That case now at the Supreme Court, court granting review last month. Our first set of briefs due in June. So we've got a major, major meeting, as you can imagine, on that issue today. And I said, tomorrow's broadcast, very exciting. We're going to have Congressman Walter Jones joining us as well, which will be a great program. He has been the main impetus for the whole issue of military chaplains and prayer. And how important do you think it is for our chaplains to have the right to pray according to the dictates of their conscience? Again, our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. Developments on federal judges as well. That's one of the other reasons I'm up here in Washington today. We'll be talking with a number of senators over the next 24 to 48 hours dealing with the issue of getting some of these additional judicial nominees confirmed. So that's something we're working on. It's very important here. In the last 7 months, I'll be meeting right after radio with our government affairs team. We're going to be meeting over at the United States Senate, putting forward a strategy to see if we can get some more of these great conservative judges confirmed to the courts of appeals. That's a top priority for us here at the American Center for Law and Justice. One additional thing I want to note is be in prayer for us as these briefs are being formulated right now. They're not going to be due till June 15th, our first set. Anyways, there'll be a number of sets, obviously, you have to do here. But we're going to be filing those in June. But we're in the strategy planning right now, and that's where we really appreciate your prayer. And that's something we want to encourage you to do. Folks, as we get ready to take a break, let me encourage you a couple things. One is if you want to go to the trip to Israel, information at aclj.org for the upcoming trip to Israel. And this week, we are focusing in our military chaplains. Should they have the right to pray in Jesus' name if they want to? Should the president issue an executive order which would end this discussion once and for all? If you want to help us on that, we've got a petition going to the White House. It's going directly to the president. And it's saying, Mr. President, just sign an executive order, one paragraph, that says simply, we want our chaplains to pray according to the dictates of their conscience. 877-989-2255 if you want to help our chaplains. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org. Back with your calls in just a moment.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. Military chaplains are being told to restrict their prayers, to mask their faith. Christian chaplains are being told not to pray in the name of Jesus. It's a very troubling development, one that has the attention of members of Congress, including North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones.
This is a fight that we can win with the help of the people calling and saying, put my name to it.
At the American Center for Law and Justice, we are working to ensure that military chaplains can pray openly and freely without restrictions.
Please pick up the phone and call and help ACLJ and myself. Let freedom ring in the military for our chaplains.
1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
We must allow our chaplains to pray as God wants them to pray. Do what is right for our chaplains.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is my right, a right given by God.
Now what they're trying to do is to, like, dump all the chaplains in a blender and turn them into some kind of goo.
That's the words of Congressman, someone that's really taken a lead in this also, Todd Akin from Missouri, who's been very outspoken on this issue, as is Congressman Walter Jones, who will be my guest tomorrow on the broadcast here in Washington. He's going to be in studio, so you'll want to get your calls in for that one. And you don't get to talk to a congressman every day where you're going to on this program. We're going to go right to our phones at 800-684-3110. Ann is calling from Georgia. Hi, Ann.
Hi. How are you?
Great.
Good, good. Just calling, I wanted to add my name to the list of those who are in favor of the chaplains being able to pray in Jesus' name.
Well, listen, we're glad you're doing that, and we're hopeful that, look, we're pushing here for an executive order. This isn't an act of Congress here. We're going to send a petition directly to the President of the United States and simply say, listen, it's a one-sentence order. You just let them pray according to the dictates of their conscience and their accrediting agency. So if that a chaplain is, according to their accrediting agency, supposed to pray in Jesus' name, they'd have the right to do that. If they're supposed to pray in Hebrew, they'd have the right to do that as well. So it's really a straightforward request that we're asking the President. But Walter Jones on tomorrow's broadcast is going to give you some updates and some of the other things that are happening that he's been following in the military situation. We've been working with a number of the chaplains as well, but we don't quite have it where we want it to be yet. We're moving it along, but it's not there yet. If you want to add your name of support to this petition going to the President, it's 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign up online with thousands of other people at aclj.org. Let's go back to our phones, 1-800-684-3110. Again, if you're just joining us, the case involving Gina, this is a college student in New York that was told basically before you could participate in the philosophy class, you have to at least acknowledge the possibility that God does not exist. And then to get full credit on the final exam, all you had to do was sign your name to a piece of paper that said, I don't believe that individual mankind has free will, which, of course, completely undercuts Christianity and the ability of us to have free will in making determinations. So it's contrary to the Bible. This is a requirement for getting the 13, which is the highest grade point you can get out of the final exam. This may go to litigation. We're working on it now. We got a response from the university, not satisfactory. So more information about that later in the week. We'll keep everybody posted. Let's go to Elizabeth, who's calling from California. If you want to talk to us on air, by the way, it's 1-800-684-3110. Elizabeth, welcome to the broadcast.
Good morning. How are you?
You're on the air. Great.
Hello, how are you?
We're great. How can we help you today?
I just wanted to make a comment here and
sure.
And find out how I can't believe that they would not want people to be able to pray in the name of Jesus, or that they would want to dictate to somebody who's praying to God in their own religious belief. I mean, that's just a fundamental right that we normally
Yeah, it's just
have.
it's become significant political correctness. I mean, that's really what this is. And I will tell you this, that when you look at the political correctness situation, becoming a prayer in Jesus' name becomes very controversial because the word Jesus becomes offensive to someone. Now, we think that's absolutely absurd, but that is the position that a lot of chaplains, and I want to hear from people in the military or chaplains in the military, and because, you know, sometimes you hear some good reports too, and we want to hear those as well. 1-800-684-Elizabeth, we appreciate you calling in. If you want to join with Elizabeth and literally thousands of others, 877-989-2255, you're signing your name, by the way, onto an executive order request, a petition for an executive order. It's not an act of Congress. This is right from the president, an executive order to protect their rights to pray. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Lionel is on the phone on line 5. Hi, Lionel. Welcome to the broadcast.
Yes, I'm an ex-Air Force, and I was stationed over in Korea, and I was lonely over there. And one of the things that kept me going was going to the chapel and being able to hear Jesus' name being said and being prayed and prayers being made in Jesus' name. And because of that, I am where I am today. And I think the president needs to step up and really put his signature on that, saying that we have a choice to go to the chapel or not. And we're in the military. We're not forced to go to chapel. I was able to go to Catholic chapel. I was able to go to Protestant chapel. I was able to go to a synagogue if I wanted to. But that was my choice. And I think the government should step up and say, hey, it's your choice to go to the chapel. So therefore, if your chapel wishes to say in Jesus' name, then just let it be.
Let me ask you this. You had served in the military. How important, because those that have not served in the military don't quite see this, I don't think. How important is the role of the chaplains in the military?
It's a very strong role. Even people who didn't go to church on a regular basis, when we first sent down on our own, people in general have a tendency to look to this person for guidance and support, just mental support. And I believe that mental support is strongly coming through Jesus through that chaplain.
Well, first of all, we appreciate your service to the country there in Korea. We appreciate your kind words here. And do what he said. I mean, Lionel's right. We need to make sure that these chaplains have the right to pray. We need your help in that regard. You want to sign this petition. This is a petition to tell the president, look, we're making it very straightforward. We've got a straightforward approach to this, which is basically let the chaplains do their job. It's that simple. 877-989-2255 is the number if you want to add your name to this petition to the president asking for an executive order. 877-989-2255. Wanda is calling from Virginia on line 6. Hi, Wanda. Wanda, you're on the air. Okay, we'll go back to Wanda. Let's go back to David, who's calling on line 2 from Washington, D.C. Hi, David.
Good afternoon.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm fine. I want to say that, I respect what you're doing here. I am an active duty attorney in the military.
Oh, Jack, great.
I understand this issue, and I am a devout Christian, and I understand the desire to pray in the name of Jesus. But I also fully comprehend the need to have a chaplaincy that ministers to everyone in the military. As your audience
Absolutely.
Pointed out, it's a vital role that they play. And we're not talking about curtailing the ability to pray in the name of Jesus when you are speaking to folks of your own tradition. You know, if you're hosting a service, if you're the celebrant of the service, whether you're Catholic or Lutheran or Presbyterian or Jewish or Muslim, you will pray in the dictates of your tradition according to your ecclesiastical endorsement. But when you're at a ceremony, whether it's a change of command or a retirement or
sure.
You have to be conscious of your audience.
We appreciate, David, first of all, I appreciate your service, and I know the important work not only that the chaplains do, that you do as a judge advocate general. But let me tell you where some of the calls are coming in. And I think what this is, and we're going to have Congressman Jones on tomorrow, and I encourage you to call back in and listen in. And I've met with the head of chaplains in D.C. on this issue. Here's the concern. If you go through the manual, this is the manual that the chaplains are trained with, and they have these model prayers. You've probably seen them. They have all kind of model prayers, except none of those model prayers include, and there's other references to other deity, other references in other traditions. A rabbi is not prohibited, even in a multi-ethnic or multi-religious service, from praying in Hebrew. But there was no model prayers, even under their just general model prayers, not for base-wide events, but for specific events, that included a specific reference to a deity. That was one of we pointed that out, by the way, to the chaplain's corps. So what's happening is I think the overreaction is coming, frankly, from some of the bases where they're saying, look, we just want to avoid this problem completely. Don't pray anything other than generically. David, I will tell you, I've gotten calls from chaplain on the air. We've had them in the studio. This is what they're telling us.
Yeah, well, unfortunately, I think those chaplains are misadvised. And I would direct those folks to return to the chief of chaplain's office and get some further guidance. But
let me tell you what, we went to the chief of chaplains, David. I actually met with the some of the chiefs of the chaplain, of the whole chaplaincy corps. I will tell you this as a lawyer, and you'll appreciate this. That manual is deficient on this issue, and it does set up the clear impression that a prayer in a specific context with Jesus' name in it is not appropriate. It does say it. And we've had a lot of chaplains come in. If you read the manual, I encourage you to, you're a JAG officer, it'd be really helpful to go in and take a look at that. Because I think that's part of the problem here, is the manual itself. So I appreciate
I'm not gonna say that a lot of our instructions aren't dated.
I understand that, but I think this one needs to be updated, at least to comply with the existing law. And listen, David, we appreciate, again, your call. And call in tomorrow when Walter Jones is here. I know he's going to want to talk to you about this, and you need to hear what some of the comments. In fact, let me play a clip for you, David, while you're on the line, from Walter Jones, an example that he gave just a few weeks ago.
Spoke to a chaplain that told me that he was asked to pray at the finish of a service to remember Marines killed in Afghanistan and Iraq. He closed his prayer in the name of our Lord and Savior, amen. 2 hours later, he got a call from a Marine captain who reminded him that outside of your church, you're not to pray in the name of Jesus Christ. This preacher was so upset, he sought out a friend who is a Jewish rabbi, a chaplain. And he said, Rabbi, are you offended when I pray in the name of Jesus Christ? The rabbi said, absolutely not. That is your faith and your tradition, and you should pray as God wants you to pray.
Well, there you have it. And we'll get more specific examples on that, David, tomorrow. So I encourage you to call back in when Congressman Jones in the studio. So please make sure you do that. We appreciate your service again to the country. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're taking your calls on a variety of topics today. We're also in Washington, D.C., working on our Supreme Court case. So we'll give you an update on that when we come back from the break. But as we go to the phones, I want to encourage you to sign this petition, make sure these chaplains do have the right to pray. And I'm telling you, that manual's got problems in it. We've looked at it. We've studied it. We've analyzed it, and it needs to be fixed. And there's an easy way to do it, and the president sends an executive order that'll solve the problem. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and get information online as well. We'll be back with your calls in just a moment.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today.
Now more than ever, our men and women who serve in the military deserve our gratitude, our respect, and our prayers. And those who serve in the military should be able to turn to their chaplains for prayer. But there's a problem. Military chaplains are being told to restrict their prayers, to mask their faith. Christian chaplains are being told not to pray in the name of Jesus. It's a very troubling development, one that has the attention of members of Congress, including North Carolina Congressman Walter Jones.
This is a fight that we can win with the help of the people calling and saying, put my name to it.
At the American Center
Jennifer Law and Justice, we are working to ensure that military chaplains can pray openly and freely without restrictions.
Please pick up the phone and call and help ACLJ and myself. Let freedom ring in the military for our chaplains.
1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or add your name online at ACLJ.org.
We must allow our chaplains to pray as God wants them to pray. Do what is right for our chaplains. If our chaplains cannot pray over the body of a dead soldier, and this actually happened in Iraq, that a chaplain was discouraged from praying in the name of Jesus Christ over the body before it's to be sent back to America. That is a sad, sad commentary on America.
Those are the words of Walter Jones. He's going to be my guest on the program tomorrow. We're going right back to our phones at 1-800-684-3110. By the way, I'm in Washington, D.C. We're working on our Supreme Court case out of Utah. This case has got huge ramifications, folks. Can you imagine next to the Statue of Liberty a mandate that the government's required to display a statue of tyranny? Or how about next to a civil rights memorial, you've got to put up a Ku Klux Klan monument? Or a city decides to display, among other things, a Ten Commandment monument? And you've got to put, the anti-Ten Commandments? I mean, this is when the government's the speaker here. The government's making the determination of what it wants to say. We're not talking about a public forum for free speech generally. This is the right to erect a permanent monument. And we just think that this is the Supreme Court thought it was too, because they've agreed to take the case. So it is very, very significant that the court's taken the case. We're working on it now. Tara is calling from Kentucky on line 4. Hi, Tara.
Hello.
Hi, you're on the air.
Yeah, I was just wanting to comment on, just before you went to the break, talking about where people have complained where they go to a specific program and they're offended because maybe someone that said a prayer said it, was a Christian, which I'm a Christian. I believe, I should pray, and that's my belief. I don't mean to offend anyone, but typically when you go to a program, you get some sort of a literature program that gives you what's going to happen, who's the speaker. And, which is terrible, it's come to this, but maybe even state what that person, if they're going to do a prayer, state what religion they are. So that way, if you're there and you're Muslim or some other religion, you are aware it's on there. It's stated what this prayer is going to be focused on. And if you want to participate or not, that's your decision. Or if you choose
how about,
not to
I would even take it a step further. How about you may hear something you disagree with? So what? I mean, that's kind of the price of liberty. I mean, you're going to hear things you disagree with. You may not agree with it, but you don't have to be obnoxious about it. You could just say, I'm not going to participate in that event or that activity. But when you hear from the chaplains themselves, that's when the concern comes up. And I want to encourage, especially tomorrow, for chaplains to call us that have had problems with this. And we've had them on the air before. And I'm going to encourage Skip Ash, who's one of our senior attorneys. We'll get him to get some of the chaplains. We had a chaplain on before. It was very, very helpful. See if we can set him up for tomorrow's program as well. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. Alan's calling from New York. Hi, Alan. Alan, you're on the air.
Hello? Yeah.
Yes, sir, you're on.
It's just upsetting. I have just recently gotten home no more than a week ago, and it's upsetting to find out that they're trying to do this to the chaplains. I've had instances with many chaplains of all different religions, and every one of them never pushed the issue of what religion you're with. But all they're there to help us and guide us through times of good and bad. And it's just upsetting to know that they're telling them that they can't pray and for their religion and what they believe in.
Well, I'll tell you, now, were you just in the military service?
Yes, sir. I've just recently returned last week.
All right, let me ask you this, because this is important for people to understand, because you're in the military. What kind of role do these chaplains play?
The chaplains play a huge role. Every explains to people like a high school guidance counselor. They're there for every need that we ever need. If you have family issues at home, if you were just out on mission and something bad happened, and you guys got to come back, if you need somebody to talk to, the chaplain doesn't judge you by religion. The chaplain is there to help guide you when you're down, you're out, and you're lost. Things just don't seem like you can be better. They're there to bring up your spirits and help you get back out there and succeed and help finish you with your mission.
Well, we appreciate you. Which branch of the military do you serve in?
Marine Corps, sir.
All right. Well, we appreciate your service as a Marine, and we appreciate your dedication to defending our freedoms. We couldn't do it without you, and our hat's off to you, and thank you, and we're glad you got back safely, Alan, and we appreciate your efforts for our country. Let's go to Stephen, who's calling from Massachusetts. Hi, Stephen.
Hi. General question, both in regard to the chaplains and other issues like this that are being brought before the Supreme Court now. I'm wondering, in regard to lawyers or groups such as the ACLJ or other groups, when these things are presented, is there in some way, is it presented as the scripture kind of talks about, to be careful not to lay any other foundation than that of Jesus, on the foundation that this is God's will and it's actually truth? Or is it more just, you know, for the aid of the people or for the right of what's already written in law? I'm just wondering what the foundation we stand on is often.
Well, we've got to deal with the Constitution of the United States, for good or for ill, the way it's been interpreted by the Supreme Court as we try to change their method of analysis, which is one of the things we're trying to do. But when you bring these cases, like the case that we're dealing with right now at the Supreme Court of the United States, it's under the First Amendment. Interestingly, this case, although it involves a Ten Commandment monument and to some extent a September 11th memorial, it does not involve the religion clauses or the establishment clauses brought under the First Amendment's free speech clause. So